hat is on my head and I'm stepping outside. Although it's not that windy, it's not a particularly good test. Years ago, almost exactly, well, okay, I'm about a month out, I fitted a baseball cap with Wi-Fi. Not just any baseball cap, it was a Scotty Vest baseball cap that had a pocket in it, and it was easy to drop the wireless hotspot in there. The downside of that was I had a wireless hotspot right next to my head, which over a period of time, when connected to one or more devices, it would get hot. And I don't know how good that is for the brain. Not that many people have tested wireless hotspot hats. But there was a clip of me going out and about with it on. This is what it sounded like back then.
The swishy swashy sound you can hear right now is the sound of me picking my way through a field. I'm entering what I call the dark zone. It's an area of countryside near my house where I have very little 3G signal from numerous carriers, but there is one sim that works in my MiFi. So what I have right now is a Scotty Vest cap with my Novatel wireless MiFi tucked in its not-so-secret now side pocket that I've told you I have. So it's not a secret pocket in the hat. It's a very useful pocket, albeit a bit bulgy because I've crammed my MiFi in there. So at the moment, I'm probably not only absorbing inordinate amounts of Wi-Fi into my cranium, but I'm able to connect 5 devices to the Wi-Fi signal emanating from my head. I only have 1, 2 devices on me, so I could really share with anybody, should there be anybody as far as the eye can see, which there isn't, but I do hear voices carrying across the fields. Probably kids up to no good. Anyway, I'm wondering if you Google Wi-Fi enabled hats, this is common occurrence, but it seems pretty handy, especially what with, interestingly, the phone or the MiFi in my pocket, no signal. MiFi on my head, signal. That couple of foot makes an awful lot of difference.
And so I dug out that same hat from all those years ago that did me proud as a wireless hotspot hat. And I have repurposed it. It now is an audio blogging hat with the Zoom F2 field recorder sat in the pocket. And with, they used to have these little, remember when we had wired earbuds? They used to have little loops on either side, well, it still has little hoops on either side of the cap to tuck your earbuds through, little elastic loops. Well, I've tucked the cable through. That's not the crow that says, hello, hello. We've got a crow that can almost speak. I'm hoping to catch it one day. I've tucked the lavalier microphone through there, and I've tucked it into the weird flap on the underside of the cap. I think it might be so you can remove the big shape that keeps the cap peak rigid, but the microphone's actually in there. It's not clipped on. I thought at first I'd clip it on, but this is actually relatively covert other than the bulge in the side of my head. And so if you're listening to this audio, the test was successful and it's actually clear. Clear enough to be usable. Why would I want to have a covert-y microphone tucked away? Well, it's more about things not dangling off the hat. And what possible use case could I have for having a hat that records? Well, I was contemplating this just sitting in the pool the other day. I had a hydrophone under the pool recording some swimming sounds, and I thought, if I just wanted to chill out in the pool and record some audio, what's the safest and easiest way for me to do it? Well, keep my head out of the water and clip a microphone onto a hat, I thought, on a long cable. Well, better than that, I could have the entire device in my hat. And I'm sure there will be other use cases that you can think of as to why you may want a field recording hat in this way. Or even bicycle helmet, for example. So I can't really test wind noise. I've got no wind protection at all on the microphone because it is tucked inside the peak of the cap. But as it stands, it's a relatively still day. You will be hearing road noise if you're lucky, me walking on gravel, and a smattering of wildlife. Plus me feeling happy that I can play around with the microphone in a new and interesting way. Thanks for listening. Documentally.